Sally Spillane.
Hi, Joel Goodman.
Daily Planets, Friday the 6th of March. The sun is in Pisces, ruled by Neptune. Planets are sand.
Where did you say we were going?
Oh, we're going somewhere? What fun. Planets.
Sorted.
And?
Bounce along, doing your level best to let any slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, amazing stupidity, or incredible space out, of which there could be a quiverful, glance off your armor. Whether or not you're consciously aware of it, things are shifting, reconfiguring, and adjusting. Plus, by this time next week, you could well be looking at a different picture than the one you are viewing now, at which point you can decide how you would like to proceed. Yes, welcome to that infamous lecture on process and its place in the scheme of things. True, this topic's typically a difficult sell, but the subject's fundamental lack of popularity doesn't alter the fact that here in the real world, certain things take as long as they take, and you don't always have a ton of leverage over how it all comes down, even if you wish you had. Speaking of which, restoring order, cleaning up after an exhibition of force, or adjusting out of joint noses could end up consuming more time and energy than simply swallowing your understandable but perhaps not terribly efficient right this second need to tell someone how it should be done and how they had best do it henceforth if they want your continued custom, money, appreciation, attention, etc.
Okay. Signs particularly affected by these assorted planets.
Pisces, Taurus, Cancer, Leo.
And if one's birthday, 6th of March.
Before chucking arrangements because they're time-worn, which is to say you're bored, switching loyalties because the other guy made you big promises and was more flattering, changing agents because the grass is greener, not to mention they're offering more money, or the like, give some thought to how you might feel about the new order once the bloom is off the rose. Then consider the appropriate next steps.
Yeah, think. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.